I get the two words confused, macro and micro. I don't know which one's which, but I want to thank God. I think I'm using the right word. I don't know. It's a macro statement for the message. That's what it's called. Praying, fasting, etc. Thank God for what Pastor Dave has taught us. Some label it the message or this walk, but to me the micro is we believe the gospel. Because all that he taught came from the gospel. All that Pastor Dave taught is the New Testament. So it is the message and this walk, yes, I agree with that. But that's the macro. The micro is it all came from the Holy Spirit through the writings of the New Testament. So thank God for that. It's a path of believing the gospel in its original form. And you go to the place of exchange, you cannot stay the same. You cannot stay the same. When you go to the place of exchange, when you back up the bread truck to the dock every day, you cannot stay the same. You cannot, you cannot, you cannot stay the same. I'm not a tough guy at all. I hate pain. But you can't spend quality time backing up the bread truck to the dock where there isn't change. If you don't fight before the battle, when the battle gets here, you're going to have a hard time. But if you give yourself to the gospel before the battle, when the battle comes, you'll cruise right through it. No matter what you face. The problem is with some people, the battle comes and they want to press in. They sort of want to press in. It's not too late, but it's going to be harder. But if you push in to the kingdom, if you live kingdom, kingdom will be manifest. If you live kingdom, it will be manifest. The time to press in is all the time. When something comes, you'll be strong through his grace and through his word to make it. You with me? I didn't know till today that I was going to minister the word, but it doesn't matter because I don't need notice because I've changed my disposition. It's changed a lot. I don't sit and pray for hours to teach the word. I do not. If I even begin to say, well, I need to teach that, I stop and repent because I sit there to be taught. To be taught by the Holy Spirit. And if I'm able to teach out of being taught, that is kingdom. I don't pray as a habit. I don't pray by works. I pray to know him. I don't pray as a habit or as a hobby. You won't hear those words out of my mouth. I don't pray as a work. I pray to know him. And when I want to know him and when I pray, I'm counting all things as dung. If I'm pressing into the kingdom, I'm counting all things as dung. That I may gain Christ and be found in him. That's when you count all things but dung. If you don't seek him day by day and back up the bread truck to the dock, you won't count it all as dung. You will not. Gary is so right. We got to back up the bread truck to the dock. Give us this day our daily bread. That is my passion, to know the Lamb of God. A passion, not a hobby, not a habit, not for works. I don't pray to amen the message of praying in tongues. When Pastor Bronx says, are you praying? I don't pray to amen the message. I pray to know him. To be as they that love not their life to the death. When I want to love him as those that love him not to the death, or to know him and kind of all is done, when I break up, when I back up the bread truck, is in all that comes to pass. I count all things but dung when I back up the bread truck to the dock. Then you don't even have to try. Transformation changes you. If you don't pray before things gets hard, when things get hard, you're going to repeat what you're going through all the time. If someone hurt you, you're going to repeat it. If you didn't deserve what they did to you, you're going to repeat it. But I dare you, back up the bread to the bread truck every day. Eat that daily bread in the spirit. And what you're going through, it'll be nothing to you. It'll be nothing to you. We put on what Pastor Brock has been teaching for years. Fasting, prayer, meditation on the word, confession, to know him. If you live kingdom, kingdom will be manifest. And the world will profit by me and you living kingdom. Because there's nothing hidden that shall not be revealed. We hide, we do kingdom. We do kingdom, and kingdom will be seen by all. I'm very dogmatic now. Very dogmatic about what we're taught. Once a month, I'm told you better have a kidney transplant. What they're saying is, have one or you're going to die. That should have me discouraged. But I love coming to church. When the big dog takes me today, he said, be ready. So I don't put much stock into it. Either you're ready, you're not ready. If you preach, you don't preach, that's fine. I just couldn't wait to get to church. I couldn't wait to get here. Preach, no preach, it doesn't matter to me. When you back up the bread truck to the dock, you're counting all things as dung. When you back up the bread to the bread truck, when you back up the bread truck to the dock, you're being as they that love not their life to the death. Prayer is not a hobby. It's not a habit. It's not a work. It's the only way to know him. And if I know him, I'm living kingdom. And if I'm living kingdom, we are guaranteed the kingdom will be seen by the world. The power of the Holy Ghost. So I salute what we've been taught for years. Fasting. Praying in the Spirit. Worshiping. To know him. I don't do it to fulfill my calling. I'm called to be a teacher, a preacher, an apostle. No, you're called to know him. And of knowing him, that's your calling after you know him. I wouldn't even worry about my calling outside of knowing him. It's pride if I worry about my calling outside of knowing him. It's pride. I'm called to be a mighty pastor, a teacher, an apostle, a worship leader. You're called to know him. And out of that knowing him, your calling will be dispensed. We live in kingdom. Kingdom will be seen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I love this church. I love the originality of the gospel that we're taught here. the best advice I've ever received in my life. When I went through a mental battle years ago, a mental battle, I didn't know which way I was turning. I think it was after I had the four strokes. I couldn't even talk. I think it was. I said, Pastor Brown, we got to talk, man. I'm going through it, big dog. I'm going through it. I can't take it no more. What do I do, man? What do I do? Looked at me quietly. No hug. No love offering. No, you're going to be all right, buddy. He said, you got to fight through it. That's the best advice that I've ever received in my life. Hey, buddy, you got to fight through it. Soldier up, man. Soldier up. Amen. If you count all but dung, you want to be as those that love not their lives to their death, don't quit talking about what you're going through. Quit talking about what they did to you. Quit talking about what you didn't deserve. No. What a time to shine now. And whatever you go, quit dwelling on what they did, what you don't have, what they said, what they did. Quit talking about it. Put the word of God in your mouth, man. What a time to shine. Just because I can't, for a season, can't see, and because he's going to fail me, I still can shine. I'm a son of the kingdom. I count all things but dung that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Philippians 3, Revelation 12. That would be as they that love not their life till the death. You back up that bread truck to the dock, that will be your disposition without even trying. I don't want to be heard. If my pastor said, get ready to preach, okay, I'm ready. If you don't preach, so what? I still heard the word of God, whether I preached or not. I don't have to preach. Not when you sit in his presence all day long and have him edify your spirit and enlarge your heart with his word. That is refreshing. That is kingdom, man. When I get into James, Robert, you can stop. I'm almost there. Proverbs 1, real quick. And please, I'm quoting New King James. King James is my favorite, but New King, I don't have the luxury of calling everybody all the time to get the Hebrew or the Greek. So it's a lot easier for me to go to the New King James. And I'm blessed. I have men like Pastor Bronk, Gary Carpenter, Barry Johnson, Mike Church. I don't say Pastor Jim or Alan because I don't know if they hear my messages. I don't know if they might not. But I have these four men that hear what I teach. And if I take something out of context, by all means, correct me. Correct me if I take something out of context. But there might be a possibility that I might not quote the verse to perfection. I might misquote the verse by using or not using a word. Give me some grace, man. Give me some grace. What are your motives? If my four elders don't correct me, and I'm sure there's words that I leave out sometimes, I'm sure there is, but I guarantee you the context is not wrong. If it was, my pastor, the big dog, hey buddy, I gotta talk to you. So I took something out of context, and I don't mind. But Pastor Bronk, if I mistakenly use an italicized word, don't beat me up, man. Don't beat me up. For a season, I can't see for a season. Give me some grace, man. But I'm quoting New King James. New King James. If I leave a word out, give me grace. Give me some grace. I guarantee you the context will not be wrong. Proverbs 1, New King James. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the word of the wise and their sayings. Enigma means it's a mystery. It's a riddle. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the word of the wise and their dark sayings, or the dark sayings and the word of the wise. Let's get that established. It's funny how Rex came to me before church. I was talking about what you say and what you believe. So right. That's the title of this message. So speak ye. Almost there, Robert. So the name of this message is called So Speak Ye. I quoted Proverbs 1 to you. Proverbs 13. Again. I'll quote something wrong. Love me. Buy me a hamburger if I made a mistake. I'll buy you a hamburger. Have grace. He who guards his mouth preserves his life. Proverbs 13. He who guards his mouth preserves his life. He who opens wide his lips shall have destruction. The name of this message is So Speak Ye. Proverbs 15. A soft answer turned away wrath. There you go, Lottie. A soft answer turned away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Proverbs 17. He that has knowledge spares his words. A man of understanding is of a calm spirit. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. He that shuts his lips is a person of perception. He that has knowledge spares his words. Man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holds his peace. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. He that shuts his lips, considered a person of perception. Proverbs 18. Death and life are in the power of the tongue and those who love it. Listen to me carefully now. Will eat its fruit. Listen. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it will eat its fruit. Yes. Will, the tongue. Proverbs 20. He who guards his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles, plural. He that guards his mouth and his tongue, or tongue and his mouth, keeps his soul from troubles, plural. Proverbs is rocking my world. It is edifying my spirit. It is enlarging my heart. It's correcting me. And I love it. I quoted Proverbs 13, Proverbs 15, Proverbs 17, Proverbs 20. There's a lot more that I could quote, but that's enough for now. Now I'm going to quote Proverbs 12 for you. Regarding all that I just quoted about the mouth, about talking, listen to what Proverbs says. Every time I read it, I laugh. I'm almost there, Robert. New King James. He who loves instruction loves knowledge. He who hates correction is stupid. That's what the New King James says. He who loves instruction loves knowledge. He who hates correction is stupid. Proverbs 19. And I'm done with the Proverbs. I forgot Proverbs 19. I'll remember in a little bit. I'm going to quote it, not verbatim, the best that I can. It's a lot to remember, guys. I think it's go something like this. If you forsake instruction to an extent, what he's saying is, if you forsake instruction, my son, you will stray from knowledge. If you forsake instruction, you forsake knowledge. So speak ye. It's the message from me to you tonight. The instruction that we love out of Proverbs right now is the tongue. Watch what you say, not only about each other, but watch what you say about yourself and the kingdom. The word says you're healed. You're healed. You didn't have to feel like you were healed. The word says you're healed. Not per se, we're talking about each other. I think everybody here is good about not talking about each other. But let's take it to a micro form. Let's put the word of God in our mouth about ourselves. Let his word reign. I've been a glutton in Proverbs and James. I've been a glutton in it. And it's enlarging my heart and edifying my spirit. I've never been so corrected laughing for the last 2 weeks about the tongue. And if I slip up and talk contradiction or I talk a lie, I ask for forgiveness. You don't have to correct me. The Holy Spirit corrects me. And I go before my Father. Father, forgive me. I love instruction, Lord. And I love knowledge. I will not hate correction because I am not stupid. I love instruction. I love knowledge. One verse has got me real good that I love it. I cry. This is what I want. This is my heart. And then I'm going to go on to James and then you can rest, Robert. The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger. The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger. Listen to what King Solomon said. The discretion, the wisdom, or the prudence of a man makes him slow to anger. But his glory is to overlook a transgression. That's what I want. You said what? You did what? So what? The wisdom of a man makes him. You don't have to try. The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, but his glory is to overlook a transgression. That, my friends, is kingdom. And if I live in kingdom, kingdom will be manifest. Amen. Join me now to James chapter 1, Robert. Unless you want to keep going, but it's up to you. If you want to rest, you can rest. James chapter 1. Okay. This will be sort of a part 2, but more of a part 2 in depth than when I preached a week or two ago. James chapter 1, New King James. James, a servant of God, or a bond servant of God, and of the Lord Jesus Christ. To the 12 tribes which are scattered, my brethren, count it all joy. But you don't know what they said to me. You don't know what they did to me. I didn't deserve it. I'm a son of God. I'm going through it physically. James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are scattered about, greetings, my brethren. Count it all joy. Count it all. You don't know what they did. Be quiet. Be quiet. So what if they did what they did? So what? It's the time to shine, man. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse trials. New King James. Count it all joy, Homer. You can't see right now. Your kidneys are failing. Don't count it all joy. You go to count it all joy because you have the word of God in your lap, man. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith works patience. But let patience have its perfect work. They may be perfect, complete, lacking nothing. Notice what he said. Count it all, regardless of what you do to me, regardless of what I have or don't have. Count it. He said various trials. Count it all joy. When you fall into various trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. This is what he said. But let patience have its perfect work. They may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. He said, count all joy when you fall into diverse temptation into various trials, knowing the trying of your faith. Okay, make up your mind, James. It works patience. Then he says, but let patience. Okay, James, make up your mind. Does it work patience? Or doesn't it work patience? Hufomone, the force of consistency. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have its perfect work. But let, what does that mean, but let? That means I have a choice. Patience takes its course in various trials. But he says, but let patience have its perfect work. So it's a choice. I can sit there, feel sorry for myself, think about what you did to me, think about what you didn't do to me, think about the persecution that I'm going through. Or I can let patience have its perfect work. But let, it is a choice. Will you put God's word in your mouth? Will you talk about the affliction more than you put God's word in your mouth? Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But contrast, let patience, notice these next two words, have perfect work. Even be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Remember those two words, perfect work. But let patience have perfect work. Even be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Nothing. That word lacking nothing means you're destitute of nothing. of nothing. You are destitute of nothing when you obey God's word. He said, but let patience, hufamune, have its perfect work. But let patience, hufamune, let it, Homer. It's not going to come by itself. You got to let patience have its perfect work. They may be perfect, complete, destitute of nothing. That's what I want, friends. Amen. He said, but let patience, listen to these two words, have perfect work. So I, through the Holy Spirit, had to know verbatim where that was at. Perfect work. Because if I let patience have its perfect work, I'll be perfect, complete, destitute of nothing. But let patience, but let it, Homer, let it have its perfect. How, Lord? How? You don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm going through, Lord. You don't know what they did to me, Lord. You don't know what my wife did to me. You don't know what my husband did to me. I have no money right now, Lord. My body's aching. This isn't fair. No, it isn't. But the word of God is fair because it's perfect. He said, but let patience, the choice, but let patience have its perfect work. That you, body of Christ, may be perfect, complete, destitute of nothing. But let patience have its perfect work. Let it have its perfect work. How, James? How? James 1:21. I'm going to go into more detail. But remember those two words, perfect work. James chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. James chapter 1, verse 21. The name of this teaching is speak ye. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty. Listen, remember the two words that we're trying to remember. Perfect work, James chapter 1, verse 2 or 3. James chapter 1, verse 21. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty, or Christ in you, this man being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the what? Of the what? Work. Work. Where perfect was used in the first sentence, in the same verse, the word work is used. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues, he is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This man should be blessed in his deed. So I let patience have perfect work by obeying that that's perfect. When I hear what's perfect, when I do what's perfect, I let patience have its perfect work because I heard it, I did it, and I worked perfection. What's perfection? His word is perfection. And that is the work that completes faith, my friends. We can't go by what they did, what they didn't do, what my husband did, what my wife did, what I have, what I don't have. I look into the word of God. And I shine regardless of what I feel. He said, but whoso looks into the perfect, perfect law of liberty, and is not a forgetful hearer, and continueth, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. But a doer of the work. What work? Into the perfect law of liberty. You heard it. Regardless of what you were going through, you did it. That is is at work, my friends. All hell was coming against you. Every thought was coming against you. Contradictions were rising up. A mirage was bombarding your mind. He said, but whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues, that word continue is the word, or abides in it. He is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. I heard your voice, Jesus. I heard what was right. I didn't feel like doing it, Lord, but I love you. I'm going to put on the Lord Jesus Christ. I heard your word. I'm hurting, Lord. She said she loved me. I'm hurting, Lord. I don't deserve this, Lord. I know you don't. I know you don't. This happened to me. I don't feel like it, Lord. I know you don't. It was unfair. But here's your answer. Here's your wisdom. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have its perfect work, even be perfect, entire, lacking nothing. Gary says the kingdom operates the way the kingdom says does. He got it right. The king says, but whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and abides in it, he is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. What work did he do? He looked into the perfect law of liberty. He heard the instruction from God. And he did it. Regardless of how dire the trial was, he dug deep because he's in love with the king. Lord, it's unfair. I don't deserve this, Lord, but I got victory written in my heart. I got victory in 66 love books, Lord. I look into your love. I look into the implanted word. I don't feel like it, Daddy. I want to give myself over to a mirage. Contradictions, Lord, are coming. They're coming. I lack this. I lack that. I'm a child of God. I shouldn't be going through this. No. But whoso looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues, he is not a forgetful hearer. A hearer of what? The perfect law of liberty. If you hear it and you do it, that's the work that fulfills patience. If you work through hufamone, the word of God, you're letting patience have its perfect work. And you're a shining star in the midst of the world. No matter what you're going through, no matter what's said, you are digging deep. You are a soldier in the kingdom. Quit talking about what you're going through. Quit talking about what he or she did to you. Quit talking about what you do and don't have. Quit talking about the ache in your body. Talk about the word on your lap and the word written in your heart. That's everyday instruction, but in context, that's instruction for me and you when we go through various trials. Now, in all transparency, I talk to one person, when I'm going through something, and that's Pastor Brock, to heed his wisdom. Because Proverbs says, wisdom is a flowing brook. So when I'm going through something and I'm lacking wisdom, I go to my pastor because he's full of wisdom. Proverbs says, wisdom is if you store wisdom within you, it is a flowing brook. So I do talk, not too much, to Pastor Brunt what I go through to an extent. And the flowing brook It's the wisdom of God. When I need a godly friend. I'm very transparent when it comes to that. I won't. Nothing against you. But he is my pastor. I'm going through it, Jesus. I know, Homer. I love you so much. I love my wife so much. She left me, Jesus. I know, Homer. I know it hurts. I lost my son 3 or 4 months ago, Lord. It hurt during Christmas. I know, Homer. I know. My kids are in rebellion. Lord, I know, Homer. I have no friends, Lord. I feel isolated. I know, son. I know. I need your wisdom, Jesus. I need your help. Okay, Homer. James chapter 1, verse 21. I know you're going through what you're going through, Homer. But let patience have its perfect work. That you may be perfect, complete, lacking nothing. What's my instruction, Lord Jesus? Homer, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and abides in it, he is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This man should be blessed in what he does. I am without excuse. You are without excuse. My dad never loved me. My mom never loved me. I know, Homer. I know. Look into Christ in you, Homer. The answer, wisdom, comfort lives inside of you, Homer. Put it on. Put it on, Homer. Let patience, let hufamone have its perfect work. That you may be perfect, complete, destitute of nothing. That what it means to be a servant of God. If you hang on to your rights, you will never fulfill James chapter 1. Never. There are no victims in the kingdom of God. There are no victims. Don't even consider yourself remotely close to being a victim. Don't even consider that. You're buying a mirage. You're buying a lie. You're listening to the words of an immoral woman. The immoral woman is whatever contradicts wisdom. The word of God is our sufficiency. We are taught so well in this church. My God, had it not been what I have been taught, you might say, well, other churches preach the gospel. Not really. Not really. Not in complete context. We're taught here to deny yourself. We're taught here to die to yourself and to let him shine. Regardless of what you go through. Pastor Bronk, I can't take it, man. I'm going through a hard time. What do I do, big dog? What do I do? You got to fight through it, buddy. The word of God is sufficient. It is paramount. All the ways of a fool are right in his own eyes. But contrast, he who heeds counsel is wise. This is my counsel. Yes. This is my counselor, regardless of what I go through. With my wife, without my wife, with my son, without my son, this is my comfort. This and this alone is my feelings are not my comfort. Contradictions might seem like comfort, but they're not my comfort. They're a mirage. They are a lie. All the ways of a fool are right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Let me end it with this before I finish up. Proverbs, he who despises the word will be destroyed. He who regards the commandment shall be rewarded. Even when it hurts. Amen. James chapter 2, verse 12, finishing up with this. Listen to the importance. James chapter 1, verse 21. But whoso looks into the perfect law, it's not multiple choice, but a choice that we make. Either we're going to obey it, or we're not going to obey it. Either I'm going to talk about you, I'm going to talk about myself by repeating a lie about myself, or I'm going to be kingdom. If you live in kingdom, kingdom will be manifest. James chapter 2, verse 12. Again, so speak ye. Don't just do. What did he say? Speak. So speak ye, and so do as they what? Shall be judged by the what? Law of liberty. Notice what he says though. If you don't speak and you don't do the law of liberty. Now he's talking about my attitude towards you. In context now. Homer. Rex is talking about you. He's reviling you, Homer. Yeah, Lord, it's not fair. I know it's not. Homer, speak ye and so do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. Listen to this. Speak it and do it. Speak and do what? The law of liberty. Notice the importance of speaking and doing the law of liberty. Notice the importance. Notice what it brings blessing. But notice if you don't obey it, what it brings. So speak ye, and so do as they shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy to the one that has shown no mercy. And judgment triumphs, and mercy triumphs over judgment. So if I disannul the law of liberty, I disannul Christ in you, what am I doing towards Vladi? Not having mercy on him. But if I obey it, I do well. And I'm blessed in my deed. But if I don't obey the law of liberty, if I do not obey Christ in me, I am not showing mercy towards Rex. But I'm judging Rex. When you judge, Proverbs 4 or chapter 3 says, a judge, he saves or he destroys. A judge saves and destroys. Who are you to judge another? So if you're judging, if I'm judging Rex when he's treating me bad, if I'm not speaking and so doing according to the law of liberty towards Rex, I'm being a judge. A judge saves and he destroys. So what am I doing when I neglect the law of liberty towards Rex? I'm trying to destroy him. But if I keep the law of liberty, that's perfect. I'm blessed in my deed. you shall have judgment without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. And mercy triumphs over judgment. Not saying you're going to go to hell for the first mistake that you make. No, that's not what I'm saying. But you get my drift. Whatever you go through, Homer, whatever you go through, count it all joy, Homer. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let, Homer, it's a choice, but let patience, Homer, let hufomene, the force of consistency. Whatever you're going through, keep doing the word. That is the law of liberty. But let patience have its perfect work. How? By obeying the law of liberty. If it has its perfect work in my life, I'm not judging you, but I'm having mercy on you regardless of what you do to me. Be real careful what we say, what we don't say. It's vital. Proverbs 11. A talebearer reveals secrets. Watch what we say. A talebearer reveals secrets. But he that is of a faithful spirit conceals the matter. Because what you say about somebody in love, I love Pastor Bronk. I would never hurt him. But Harry, come here. Let me tell you about Pastor Bronk. I'm not judging him, Harry. Just yoke with me and pray over Pastor Bronk. Be yoked with me, Harry. A talebearer reveals secrets. But he that is of a faithful spirit conceals the matter. A merciful man, this is what we're after. I'm winding down with this again. James 2, verse 12, mercy. Proverbs 13, I think. A merciful man does good for his own soul. Listen, the merciful man or woman does good for their own soul. But he that is cruel troubles his own flesh. The merciful man does good for his own soul. But the cruel troubles his own flesh. Don't worry about what somebody said about you or did to you. Worry about what you're doing to yourself when you walk in lack of mercy. Worry about that. Pastor Brock can't hurt me, but let me walk in unforgiveness. I hurt myself. Because a merciful man does good for his own soul, but the cruel troubles his own flesh. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he that is of a faithful spirit conceals the matter. He that covers a transgression seeks love. He that repeats the matter separates friends. Rex nailed it earlier. We got to watch what we say. That is kingdom, man. That is kingdom. Give what I say about Miss Candy. Now, we joke around. I'm not talking about that. Because what you say about yourself and the affliction you're going through, speak the word of God. be patient. He that answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and a shame to him. Oh, the tongue. Oh, the tongue. I know we're talking about the tongue earlier outside. The tongue can no man tame. And I've heard that preached wrong so many times. No man can tame the tongue. Purge your heart. You can tame it, buddy. If you don't purge your heart, you won't tame it. A spring cannot bear salt water or bitter, fresh water or bitter. I will tame my tongue. Even though I got to force myself till mortification comes. I'm still dying. I still have a construction hat on. You see it? But I can shut my mouth until mortification comes. I can shut it. A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The name of this teaching is, so speak ye. No matter how strong the contradiction feels, no matter how strong the mirage is, speak the word. Don't just speak it. Do it. Some do it and don't speak it. I've been there before. I've been there. So speak ye and so do as they that shall be judged by the law. You're going to be judged according to the word of God. Watch what you say. Watch what you say. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their sayings. Proverbs came from a spiritually dead man. There's so many enigmas through Proverbs. It just didn't mean what I thought it meant years ago. A virtuous woman, Proverbs 31. No, I can't go there right now. Fill your heart with wisdom, man. Because if you fill your heart with wisdom, you will be a flowing brook. So count all joy, Delma. Denae, Rosie. When you fall into various trials, Homer, knowing this, that the testing of your faith works hufamone. But let hufamone have its perfect work. They may be perfect, complete, not destitute of anything. That is kingdom. That is kingdom. And if we live kingdom, the revival that we so talk about, it will, listen to me, it will be manifest. So in the voice of High Priest Carpenter, when you back up the bread truck to the dock, you're counting all things as dung, shiny. Your mouth went by that joke today. If you back up your bread, the truck to the dock, your bread truck to the dock, you're being as they that love not their life till the death. More grace, Lord. More grace. More grace to die to self and to bring you an everlasting glory, Father. To always look into the law of liberty because it's perfect, Lord. And if I continue in the perfect law of liberty, and I am not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. What work? You heard God's word, you did it. That's the work that justified you in various trials. You do well in your deed. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. I'm very careful. Be careful, little ears, what you hear. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Proverbs 4. In these final minutes, I want to thank men like, especially the big dog, my pastor, Gary Carpenter, High Priest Carpenter, Rabbi Barry Johnson, Mike Church, Alan Taylor, Pastor Jim. Thank them for the hours of labor in the Word of God to present us the gospel in originality. You got this, man. 2 more minutes. I started Thessalonians today. Thessalonians was written to a church that received the word in much affliction. The book was written to a church that was going through it, man. So you receive the word in much affliction. Before he said that, he said this: I pray, I thank God for your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice what he called faith, a work. He called faith a work, because they heard the word, they did it in affliction, and received the word of God with joy in the Holy Ghost. That's Thessalonians. He was writing to a church that was going through much affliction because of the word's sake. And the word that was hidden in them was being revealed by them. For your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. They didn't let go of the word. They didn't let it go. That is hufamene, the force of consistency. No matter what came at them, they didn't let it go. They looked into the perfect law of liberty. They counted it all joy when they fell into various trials. That is our calling. That is what we're called to do. To know him. And out of knowing him, revival or kingdom, it will be dispensed. Look for him. Look for the miracle. These signs will follow them that believe. We believe first, and then the signs will come. They will come. Don't look for the sign first. Look for him. And we find him. My friend in that nursing home, going to get up out of that wheelchair. She hadn't walked in 4 years. She will walk. When we live kingdom will be seen. Amen. What time is it? 8:35. Oh, God, sorry about that. Hallelujah. Pastor Bronk.
And hallelujah. My God. My God, my God. Yes. Incredible. And Homer appreciates the applause, but he'd really rather us just walk in it. That's for sure. Completely. My God, thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it. Excellent word. Just an excellent word, man. kind of beat me up some, but in a good way. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Thank you for being with us tonight. Father, we love you. We glorify you. We give all our praise and thanksgiving. Thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the power of your Spirit. We commit this night into you and to this teaching, Lord. We receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.